Welcome to Fire Breathing Kittens, an actual play podcast. Today we're joined with our new member, Fenis Lightwall. Hi, Fenis. Can you tell our listeners what you look like?
Hello, everyone. I am a fairly tall, I wouldn't call myself tall, but I could be perceived as tall. I am of a height, and I have like this sort of muddy green, like dark hair that I sort of push back into like a ponytail, but some of it kind of comes out in the front, and it's a bit confusing. But hair is hard to manage, as you would know. Point is, I like to care about how I dress. I've got a big cloak on. More of a half cloak, like half covers me. I've got some underclothes on. I like to maintain a sort of aristocratic image. It helps how I come off to people. At least I think it does. I'm a fair-skinned, little points at the ends of my ears, but not very well noticeable. That pretty much sums it up, I think.
Excellent. You're a new addition to the Crayon Box. What color would you be, and why?
I'm definitely a little bit biased towards green. It's my favorite color. It was my mother's favorite color. I think it was my father's favorite color, but he wasn't very much of the favorite color kind of man.
Yeah. Loves them all, sincerely, with all his heart?
More like, what kind of question is that? Stop bothering me with this.
Ooh. Well, Fenis, question 2 out of 15 is, what are your strengths?
My strengths? I'm an educator at heart. I would consider myself as knowledgeable, and maybe I might have holes in my knowledge occasionally. I'm always open to learn, and if anyone wishes to learn from me, I'm more than willing to provide what I know.
That's very handy. A group that grows together stays together. I'm making stories up, making up things. Maybe that'll catch on. Who knows? Question 3. Fenis.
Mm-hmm?
What are your weaknesses?
Weaknesses? Depending on who you ask, I have none. And then I am nothing but weaknesses. But me personally, if I had to say I have a weakness, I would say that at times, I might become a little narrow-minded. I can get a little too focused on things. I do my best to stay aware of everything that's happening around me, but I have been known to get distracted.
All right. Maybe we don't put you on lookout, but it's good to know that.
Fair choice.
So you told us a little bit about your home life. Question 4 is, where did you grow up, Fenis?
I grew up in a very small little rural town and right next to a big forest called Lernenvir. It is a very small place. The name changed a couple times before it ended up becoming that. What was the question again? Where did I grow up? Sorry, I lost myself for a moment.
I can see why we will not put you on lookout. You'll be like, oh, look, a bird, an enemy, whatever, the bird. And
then certain kind of birds are not important. What? Yes?
You're pretty adorable. Question 5. Fenis, why do you want to join the Fire Breathing Kittens Guild?
I was a teacher formerly, but after the school was shut down, that I don't believe that my teaching license works anywhere else, and I always had the heart to help anyone that I could help. Anyone who needs me, I wanted to be there for them. And I do have adventuring blood from my father. As terse a man he might have been, he did teach me how to defend myself, and I figured I would fit in right well with people who are invested in the safety of the common peoples.
The safety of the common peoples and the safety of their coin, am I right? Okay.
Yes, yes, very good. We're all joking around here. I love it.
Question six, halfway through. If you were given a 1 minute advertisement time spot during the annual Nicomoy Fighting Tournament, sort of like a Super Bowl, if you will, a sports event that the entire town will see, what would you fill that minute with?
Is this supposed to be a kind of speech of some kind? Maybe I didn't quite hear the question correctly.
You've got 1 minute of everybody in the whole city's attention. What do you do?
1 minute of everyone's attention. That's a lot of pressure. I suppose that I would, I don't know, I'd take questions for the crowd. What do you think would be interesting to learn about? I know quite a bit about lizards and assorted birds. If anybody has any requests, I could talk for hours and hours about them. But if it needed to be something more so about me, then I suppose I would just talk about lizards, I guess.
Hey, that works. All right. Question seven. Fennis, what do you like doing in your spare time?
In my spare time, I like to read. There's never a dull moment to not, a dull enough moment not to inform yourself a little bit more, become a little bit well-knowing about the status of things. I am, as you might know by now, a bit biased towards anatomies of creatures. I have a particular weakness for birds and lizards, but mostly birds. But most people, in my experience, like lizards a little bit more, and I'm a people pleaser. I like to cater a bit more to the crowd, so I talk about lizards mainly. Mainly reading. If there's something else going on at the moment or something catches my eye, I might fill my time up with that. I like to mess around with certain crafts and such. Never quite good at any of them, possibly because I bounce around so much, but that's neither here nor there.
Hmm. All right. Do you craft with the lizards?
Craft with the lizards? There is a certain kind of breed of lizards that have like this sort of tinkering sense in them, if you will. And I've always imagined how interesting it would be to like pick their brain, well, if they had a brain, but if they pick their brain, work with them, it's quite an exciting prospect, being able to work with lizards. I think it's not outside of the realm of possibility. Lizards are, well, certain forms of lizards, not most lizards, of course, but some lizards. Birds don't have hands. What was the question?
Question eight. What things in life are still a mystery to you?
Oh, many, many things. And that's kind of the beautiful thing about life, really. So many things to question, to roll around with. There are some people that I'm good with, some people that I'm not. But I believe it as a sort of way of growth to try to overcome those things that you don't understand. And I roll around with it at night, think about all the things that, you know, I didn't quite figure out during that day, or things that confused me. Why did that guy keep staring at me when I talked about birds? Did he not think that birds were interesting? Should I have stopped talking about birds? Did he think that I was bothering all the people waiting in line behind me? They did look a little annoyed, but I would like to think that listening to, that's not here nor there. It's occurring to me now that I probably should have moved along then, but live and learn.
I'm sure they were enraptured by the description of the bird anatomy. And the reason that they had that look on their face was because they were like, why is this other person stopping this guy from talking about birds?
I would very much like to think so.
Question nine, probably. Fennis, what's your annoying habit?
Annoying habits? I don't believe I have any annoying habits. I don't understand why. Did someone ask you? Did someone tell you to ask me that? Did someone tell you that? Did someone think I'm annoying? I don't think I'm annoying. I'm very not annoying. I mean, I like to talk, and maybe occasionally I talk, and then I, you know, the words, they just come out of my mouth, and then sometimes I'm just sort of like, okay, maybe I need to stop talking now, but then I'm sort of like, well, what if they want me to keep talking? I feel like they might actually want me to keep talking, and the situation might get worse if I stop, so maybe I should keep talking. And then somebody tells me that I should stop talking, and then I think, does that mean I should stop talking? And then at some point, someone moves in the way, and then I'm sort of like, well, you know, they can't see me now, so I might as well just stop talking. What was the question again?
Is there, like, someone in between us so we can't see one another, and that's why you stopped? Question 10. Fennis, what is the kindest act you have ever done?
The kindest act I've ever done? That's a good question. It's funny because I think that the kindest act that one can do is to, you know, help others and to help others come to understand things about the world around them. And it's the main reason why I wanted to be an educator when I was younger, or rather why I grew into one, I suppose. But I like to think that that occupation is the kindest thing that I've ever done. And I would very much like to continue doing it, even if my teaching license is not valid anywhere. I would still like to express that educator, teacherly side of me wherever I am.
Yeah. Somebody's got to make the kids learn how to spell. Somebody's got to do it. Might as well be someone who's doing it kindly. Yes. Yes. Does that help with their learning rate when you're nice to them?
Yes, it works very well. Sometimes. Other times it's awful. And sometimes you try to say, please, please get your feet off the desk. And they're like, shut up. And I'm like, that's very rude. And they're like, I don't care. And my feelings are hurt.
Well, I guess it's good to start out kind and stay kind if you can. That's what I hope for. Question 11. Fennis, you're free now. Free from those classrooms with those students putting their feet up on the desk. You can go anywhere. Question 11 is, where would you like to visit?
Oh, I don't suppose I have any specific place in mind, but I just like to visit places that I've never been to before. I've always wanted to see the ocean, vast forests from overhead, strange fauna, unfamiliar to me and perhaps most other people. And perhaps I could document it, and maybe one day everything I find and everything I learn will be of great import one day. I've been trying to like compile things, my own findings and learnings as I go along, but with the hopes that one day I might publish it.
Ah. Like The Origin of Species. Yeah, that was out of character, but yeah.
sure. That sounds like something that it would be like.
Yeah, all right. I see what you're saying. Question 12. Fennis, do you like pickles?
Pickles? Suppose I don't have a strong affinity for them, but I don't dislike them either. I've been described as one. By some of my students. It was in a mean fashion, but I took it as a compliment somehow.
Yeah, just confidently say, I'm Pickle Fennis.
I did say something to that effect, but it did not make things any nicer. Not sure I read the situation correctly.
Kids are cruel. Well, maybe penguins are less cruel. Question 13 is that a penguin walks through that door right now wearing a sombrero. What does it say and why is it here?
A penguin walks through the door wearing a sombrero. Is it a specific species of penguin? Is there anything special about the sombrero?
It's an emperor penguin, and the sombrero has purple wavy lines on it.
Ah, I see. That does not clear up the situation at all. but it does, the extra details are nice. I suppose if it could speak, perhaps it would speak with a Spanish accent, maybe? And maybe ask how it gained consciousness. And I would very much like to interview it if it's open for it. I've never quite witnessed a speaking penguin before, much less one that is able to successfully wear a hat. It must be an exceedingly small sombrero. I mean, penguins have like fairly small heads, but I guess that's not important. I suppose what it has to say would be the most interesting thing. If it suddenly gained consciousness, or if it always had consciousness, or maybe it's some kind of special breed of penguin that's able to speak. But that is something that I would like to learn. Does that answer the question? Maybe we should move on.
I don't know. I've been spending this time thinking about Spanish translations, really bad Spanish translations of the penguin asking like, de donde voy? ¿Quién soy yo? Uno sombrero. Es de...
Yes.
Yeah. De donde? And then, yeah, so I was trying to translate as
you're going. Mi boca es frío. Muy frío. I think that's correct. Other languages were never my specialty, but I believe I said great greetings and fare thee tidings, or some equivalent of that.
I have a cold mouth, one of the above. What would you like remembered about you, Fenris?
Without a doubt, the thing that I would want to be remembered for is my work. I'd want the things that I discovered and maybe not so much my achievements, but rather the record of what was learned from those achievements to share some sort of foundational space in a textbook for future generations to read about.
All right. Textbook style remembrance. I think that you might be the first person who said that. Yeah. And very last question. Fenris, what is one message you would give to your fans?
My fans? Well, first I'd say hello. Thank you for being a fan. I didn't know you existed, but I'm glad that you're here. This is great. But always move forward. The future is something that is always attainable, no matter how far flung it may seem. And steps forward will always be steps forward. There's no such thing as a step backward.
You heard it here, folks. There's no such thing as a step back. And Fenris, we will see you in an upcoming adventure. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, of course. It was my pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.